brought to you by Penguin.
Summer Reading by Jen McKinley. Read by Kelsey Navarro Foster.
Note to listeners. This program includes a downloadable PDF that contains recipes from the book. Author's note. Dear listener, having been an avid reader my entire life, I can't imagine not having books and stories to escape into when life gets difficult. But I'd watched up close as several of my family members did not find reading as enjoyable as I did, and had to navigate a world that was incredibly unfriendly to those with dyslexia. Books weren't the safe place for them that they were for me, and it made me much more aware of how many people find decoding the written word a challenge. When the idea for summer reading came to me, I knew I wanted to flip the script. I hadn't read many stories where the female lead is the unbookish person, and I wanted to change it up and have a book-loving hero and a non-reader heroine. It immediately put a chasm between them that I knew would be interesting to watch them navigate. Because dyslexia is a very individual condition, manifesting differently in each person, I knew that having a heroine with a neurodivergent brain was going to be interesting and an incredible learning opportunity for me. I went all in. I learned from interviewing the neurodivergent people in my life that some find letters a challenge. For others, it's numbers. And many have attention deficit disorders in addition to their dyslexia. Using my librarian skills, I was able to dig even deeper, reading books and articles about dyslexia, watching TEDx talks, and reading memoirs of successful people who have dyslexia who talk about how it shaped their lives. Two of my beta readers are women with dyslexia who helped me craft the character of Sam with their own personal stories and have been invaluable in the creation of her journey. The one thing I discovered that is common to most neurodivergent people is the tremendous number of coping skills they developed to navigate the challenges they face in day-to-day life, such as ordering from a menu, reading directions, or filling out paperwork, things that many of us take for granted. There is true genius at work in these individuals, and I am so incredibly impressed by their perseverance and fortitude. Statistically, 1 in 5 to 1 in 10 people, I've seen both stats with no definitive number, have a variation of dyslexia. With this new awareness, when it came time to turn in my manuscript, I made my pitch to have Summer Reading published in a dyslexic-friendly font. To my delight, our book designers were eager to use their skills to adjust not just the font, but the overall design of the print edition to improve the accessibility of the novel with a dyslexic-friendly design. To that end, if you read the print edition of this book, you will find certain things are different. The text is in a sans-serif font called Verdana. The words that would usually be in italics are bold instead. No words are cut in half with a hyphen at the end of a sentence, and even the size of the margins were adjusted. It is our hope that this makes reading the book an easier and more pleasant experience for our neurodivergent readers. We are fortunate to live in an age when stories come to us in a variety of formats, books, audiobooks, and movies, to name just a few. My hope in writing this book is to appreciate the value of stories in all their formats and the connections they help us make with others. Happy reading, or listening, or watching. Jen. Chapter 1. The ferry from Woods Hole to Martha's Vineyard was standing room only. Shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip, the passengers were packed as tight as two coats of paint. I had a rowdy group of college kids at my back, which was fine, as I'd carved out a spot at the rail near the bow of the ship and was taking in big gulps of salty sea air while counting down the seconds of the 45-minute ride. It was the first time I'd returned to the Gale family cottage in Oak Bluffs for an extended stay. I'd only managed quick weekends here and there around my busy work schedule in 10 years, and I was feeling mostly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?